Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Never Give Up by Nancy E. Hall, Maryland, USA. My brother, 7 years my senior, has been about 65% deaf and night blind since he was 3 years old. I grew up knowing I must speak clearly and in the lower registers so that with his hearing aids he could understand me. One night, our family sitting on the front step listening to extremely loud crickets, my father asked Bill if he could hear them. Sadly, no, not even with his hearing aids. I finally understood what his deafness meant. My brother learned to speak clearly and effectively, and his first degree was a BA in speech pathology. He followed with a master's in audiology. He worked as an audiologist for years and then obtained a master's of business administration. His deafness became worse, but the understanding his education provided kept him speaking clearly and still understanding speech. We didn't know until his late 20s that he has a condition known as Usher's syndrome. He discovered on a routine eye exam that he was starting to develop retinitis pigmentosa. In short, he was going blind. His vision has since narrowed down to a tunnel. Through this all, my brother has struggled to overcome his problems. His work in audiology brought the cochlear implant to his attention, but a series of medical insurance problems meant he could not qualify for the operation. Recently, Bill qualified and got the implant that places a very small set of electrodes deep into the cochlea that is the brain's interface with the ear. I was thrilled to hear his implant went well. After a healing process, they turned on his implant mere days after his 55th birthday. So far, he has astounded the doctors with his amazingly quick adjustment to the implant that for some people takes 6 months to a year to understand. Bill said everyone sounded like Mickey Mouse at first, but he started to understand speech within a few days. He has progressed through Donald Duck and Elmer Fudd stages, which describe the way the processor has been set to allow the stimulation of different portions of the vocal spectrum. My brother's biggest wonder and delight is being able to hear the simple sounds of nature he never heard before, the sounds of crickets and birds. He told me he never realized how noisy birds could be. He has never let his disabilities stop him. My brother went further in his education than I and overcome or learned to live with more problems than I've ever had to deal with. I don't know if he would have seemed so smart or adaptable had he been born normal, but he determined very early to keep on trying. My brother speaks clearly and can still read what is directly in front of him. He is even following research into an optical implant that may keep him from going completely blind. He has not given up, and he inspires me to keep trying too.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.